The Hunger Games movies have made a lot of people in Hollywood a lot of money. But why stop there? Lionsgate is exploring a Hunger Games theme park. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
This is a great idea. Basing an amusement park around teenagers being forced to battle each other to the death in the service of a totalitarian state would be fun for the whole family. Maybe first you'd be greeted by a smiling lady in a towering wig and candy-colored shoes.
Breathe it all in, children. This is all for you.
Then spend the day in wholesome hand-to-hand combat. And playing games of chance, like Tracker Jacker, where you win a prize for dropping giant hives of angry wasps on people. Lionsgate has made more than $1.5 billion off the franchise, and it wants more. So to test the hunger of consumers, it announced today it'll send a Hunger Games exhibition to museums around the country next summer. Kind of like the Art of the Motorcycle or that Star Wars show, with lots of props and the characters' costumes.
That dress was beautiful.
The exhibition is an exploratory step to see if a theme park could be viable, as well as a money-making venture on its own. Lionsgate's vice chairman, Michael Burns, appeared last month on CNBC.
It's a good time to be a content creator and distributor.
Still, the company's most recent financial report showed that during a period in which no Hunger Games movies came out, net income had dropped 70%. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.